Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey everyone, Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Great to have you back. It's a bonus podcast today, meaning if it's a bonus podcast, got to have a good reason for that. And I do. I got my buddy, Dr. Dennis Cummins, with me. I'm going to chat with him, bring him out in just a second. I met Dennis many years ago speaking on stage. He's a speaker as well, speaker, coach, thought leader, chiropractic. I don't even know if I got to ask him if he even still does that. I know he's a doctor, so he's got more college credits than I got. Smart guy, so you're going to learn a lot as well. We're going to talk about selling and all the good stuff that comes along with that, and really just how to set yourself apart from the competition, which who wouldn't want to know how to do that? I mean, everybody wants to be unique. So, hey, Dr. Dennis, you with me?
Yes, I am, Sam. Happy to be here, man.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing awesome.
Are you awesome, still a chiropractor? Awesome. Are you still adjusting people's backs? What's
no,
going on?
No,
we need to know. We need to know.
You know what? After doing it for 23 years and running two offices in New York, or having them run for me, I actually officially retired about 5 years ago, sold the practices, moved out west, and just kind of enjoying life and a new aspect of my career and life right now. Just another phase of life.
Yeah, no doubt, man. You and I met. I interviewed you on my podcast a couple of years ago, and then prior to that, we met. You were elite and still are one of the top trainers out there running these big events, and you were the lead dude at the event where I kind of had my breakthrough back in 2011. I was speaking at an event out in LA and had no idea what I got myself into. Got up on stage in front of about 800 people, and it was either I was going to vomit or I was going to crush it from stage. And thank God the latter happened. It really changed my life. And you were at that event. And ever since then, you and I have stayed in touch and seen each other at a lot of these other events. And it's wild, man. Do you remember those Wild West seminar days back? They used to fill the rooms, man. Everybody would come out to those things.
Oh, it was crazy. And I actually do remember your first event. I remember sitting in the back of the room. And, you know, so I was kind of hosting the event. We had a number of speakers. You were one of them. And I kind of sit in the back, and I always kind of with an outside ear listen so that I can help kind of promote the speaker afterwards and reference their stuff. But I remember you got up and you were just so distinctly different. Like, I literally just stopped everything that I was doing to watch you do what you do. And, one of the things that you do is something that I always teach people and I always talk about, and it's the way that I teach, but very few people do it, and you do it naturally, which is so cool, is you're just you. Like, it's not staged, it's not perfect. Yep. And that's better sometimes. And it was just really cool to listen to you. And, you know, and I listen to your podcast, and I just love the real world, you know, no BS kind of approach to how do you make your life better? You know, how do you get your life back? It's just so refreshing.
Yeah, dude, I appreciate that. And, you know, thank God I got that from my mom. You know, my mom raised 8 of us by herself, and it was always just either be yourself or don't be anybody, man. I mean, there's enough copies out there to go around, but be yourself. And that's kind of what you're doing these days. I caught up with you. I saw you in Orlando last year where I spoke down there. Give me an update. What are you doing now these days? What are you doing now in 2019?
So now 2019, working on a new book on kind of creating your inner self or redesigning stuff. But right now I'm doing a lot of webinars and a lot of live events, helping entrepreneurs get out there, helping them get over their blocks, helping them get over the things that have been holding them back. You know, you and I both know we live in this age where, you know, if you use the internet the right way, if you get yourself out there, if you get yourself in front of people, you have the ability to not only change your own life, but you get to make a difference in everybody's life that's out there.
Yeah.
you know, you and I were talking, you know, we talked in the past about sales and stuff. And, you know, one of the things, or if you want to change your life, you have to be able to sell, right? Mm-hmm. But people think that's a dirty word. They think of, you know, oh, salesman. And
all I'm not a salesman. I hate to sell.
Right. But everybody hates. And here's the thing, though. If you don't sell, you can't help people. Unless, and they're buying something no matter what, whether they're going to buy it with money out of their wallet or they're going to buy it with their time and attention to attend your workshop or webinar. You have to sell them on your idea. You have to sell them on your service or you're not helping anybody. You know, everybody thinks that sales is about money. And I absolutely, you know, that's a byproduct of sales. And I disagree with that as the focus. I always think that sales is about service. And if you have the ability to help somebody, if you have the ability, if you've got a product that can make a difference in somebody's life or make it something a little bit better, make it a little bit easier, help them with their finances or their relationship or lower their stress level or help them gain their ideal weight, I think you got to be really good at selling that idea. Otherwise, you're not helping anybody. And what's the point of that, you know?
Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, I think a lot of people... I think they, you know, we've all been in sales where we've had to sell products that don't work, or we had to hit a sales quota just because the boss told us that we had to hit a sales quota and we weren't even really passionate about it. But when you're passionate about something, that's why it's so critical to believe in what it is that you're selling, you know? And I know, you know, you and I have talked a lot about this at events and you make no apologies. I mean, you're there to move the needle at an event, to get the sales going, because why? Because you believe that when these individuals in the audience purchase a product that they believe in, their life's going to change, right? I mean, that's fair statement.
Absolutely. And a lot of the events that we've been at together, you know, I'm a byproduct of that actual event. You know, like I went through the process, the event that the people are at, I actually took as a student, as a learner, and I know what it did for my life. And my life's way better because of it. And I know that if they just found, you know, courage, maybe a word, or the willingness to try something new, their life would be different too. And my job is to do whatever I can to get them to invest in themselves.
Yeah. And I mean, I think people listening to me, oh, that's easy for you, Dennis. You got a silver spoon in your mouth, Dr. Dennis. Well, just to recalibrate everybody, last time I had Dennis on the show, he had just lost his daughter, Lauren, recently, 2 weeks after, well, she had passed away. I think I got this straight. 2 weeks after her 17th birthday. Is that
correct?
Right?
Yeah.
And I brought Dennis on and we were chatting it up. And I know Dennis also, you know, has not had an easy path. And that first of all, loss of a child, anybody hears that, they're like, how do you ever even recover from that? But you can, and it leaves a hole in your heart. I mean, it leaves that void in there. But talk about, Dennis, rebounding from just any kind of adversity that most people, it takes them out of the game. They can't get unstuck mentally. They can't get unstuck emotionally, physically. That feels like they can't even drag themselves out of bed. So somebody's saying, oh, that's great for you, Dennis. I mean, you're doing really well, man. You're out on the left coast now, killing it, going to these live events, doing webinars. I just want to get going. I just want to create momentum. What do you say to something like that?
Right. Hey, you know, Tim, the last time that I was on your webinar, I had written a book about the experience with Lauren. It's called Turning Terrible to Terrific, Changing Your Life at the Speed of Thought. Mm. And, you know, with your help and just some amazing support, it became a bestseller on Amazon, which was really all great and wonderful. But it was about how do you turn like any kind of cruddy situation around? And then, you know, then after Lauren passed, though, you know, I had a conversation with my dad one day and I was like, you know, Dad, you know, and I'm sobbing. Yeah. And I said, you know, I said, Dad, I'm the author of this book, Turning Terrible. I said, I'm having a real tough time with it. You know, number one, I think time, right? Time is one thing that time, you know, they say time heals all wounds. It gets better. It never gets, you know, that hole in my heart. I don't think it's ever going to completely heal. And she's always going to be a part of me. Mm-hmm. But my thought was, you know, everything in my life, I've always expected things to get better. And I think it has to do with a lot of your belief in yourself and your belief in what you do has to do with your self-vision or your how you view yourself and what you can do for others. And I've always had this vision that things will get better. You know, like I never succumb to the hopelessness of things are horrible. And Sam, you know, your listeners know you've been through some tough times with Susan, your daughter.
Yeah.
And you guys never gave up. And not only did you not give up, but you used it to inspire other people. And I think at any time, you're either going to get beaten down by your circumstances, or you're going to allow your circumstances to lift you up and inspire others to get through the same thing. And, you know, when we're talking about, you know, we're on kind of talking about sales and promotion and stuff today. You know, those stories that you and I tell about our daughters, they're, you know, we earned those stories, and they're not easy stories to have lived through. You know, there are those sleepless nights in the hospital. There's the grief. There's the uncertainty about what was going on. And, you know, and I don't think either one of us would ever, given the opportunity, and somebody, you know, the Lord came down and said, hey, listen, I'd like to give you a do-over and let you just have a perfectly healthy family and just restart. I think we'd both take that.
Mm-hmm.
But since that didn't happen, we've both taken those circumstances and made something awesome out of it and made something great out of it, because that story, instead of wearing us down, has actually built us up. It's made us stronger, and it's given the courage to inspire other people. And when it comes to, you know, anybody that's listening right now, every single person listening has gone through challenges in their life, right? They've gone through personal challenges. They've gone through personal loss. They've lost someone that they loved or known. They've gone through financial struggles. They've gone through, you know, whether it's career struggle, or they've struggled in their education or their schooling. Everybody's got challenges. So how do you deal with that? What do you do with that? And how do you use that to do something good with it? And that's what I want to teach people how to do. You know, I'm going to hold a workshop called How to Promote My, it's basically, how do you promote your business? How do you use your story? How do you set your part as different based on your experiences? Because we are all amazingly different. There's nobody's that's the same. And, you know, even though there may be a thousand or 100,000 other people who do something similar in the same kind of category of what I do, nobody does it like me. And nobody does it like you. And nobody does it like anybody listening to this podcast right now. And what I want to teach people how to do is use that. Let your story come out, you know. You talked about, you know, being born with a silver spoon in your mouth, I think I was born with a silver spoon in my butt, and I had to pull that out before I got any good at anything. When I first started speaking, I was horrible at it, Sam. And I believed in the product, and I believed in what I was selling. And that's number one. You have to believe in what you're doing. And I know you do, and I do.
You got it when you're selling, man. You got to believe in it, you know, because when you believe in it, then you see the power, how it's going to help the end user, the person that buys it.
Yeah. I mean, if you're just in a job and you got a quota, or else you're going to get fired, I mean, where's the juice in that? That's horrible. I mean,
But sadly, most people end up in that, you know?
Right. And then what happens is you get trained to do that. So when I first started speaking, you know, I actually did believe in the product. But then what happened was I would teach, and I was, you know, I like to think that I was good at teaching. You know, I learned a lot over the last 10 years of doing it. But when it got to the part at the end, when I had to sell something or offer people the ability to move on, let me tell you, my palms sweat, my feet sweat. There was a trickle of perspiration running down my butt crack. I mean, my entire body just moisturized itself. And it was sheer terror. And, you know, what it really came down to was I was more worried about me than them.
Right.
I was worried about what they would think. It, like, oh, he's just trying to sell me something.
Yeah.
Or, oh, I don't like this guy anymore. And I was so worried about my image, I kind of forgot to think about why I was there in the first place. And that was a huge shift for me.
Yeah. Now, so that's really cool. Dennis is having a webinar, like you mentioned, and it's going to happen March 26th of this year, 2019, 1 o'clock Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. What's the link? Where do they go, Dennis?
It's howtopromotemybusiness.com.
Just like it sounds.
Just go there and there'll be a link to register. HowToPromoteMyBusiness.com.
HowToPromoteMyBusiness.com. And it's March 26th at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. I'm sorry, what were we going to say, Dennis?
Awesome. Hey, and it's by, listen, by business, I mean, whatever you're doing, your business is whatever you're interested in. If you've got a product or a service or an ability that can help other people, this the webinar is designed to teach you how to do that. To, you know, people, I think, number one, you know, we talked about our stories before, Sam. Your story, helping you craft your story is what's going to invite other people in. Your story is what's going to inspire other people who have had similar experiences to believe and trust in you and to say, hey, you know what? I think this woman, I think this man can help me because he understands where I'm coming from. And your ability to incorporate that story into promoting yourself is a huge part of it. And that's one of the things that I'm going to show people on the webinar how to do.
Yeah. And I think it's important. I mean, a lot of people get caught up in the, well, I mean, it's not about me. I don't want the focus to be on me. But the focus, when I got started, it really wasn't about me. And when I took the focus off, like the speaker, when you speak on stage, the speaker, at least in my opinion, is the least important person in the room. I mean, the most important people are the ones in the audience, that you make them the hero of the story. And if you're selling, you got to make it about the individual who that person is who's going to consume your product and make it about them and the benefit. And once you start thinking in those terms, it doesn't become, you know, selling. Like you said, you say selling is service. It's not a dirty word, right?
Nope, it's not. But you know what? There are a lot of people out there that are selling is a dirty word. They're just selling, you know, for lack of a better word, they're just selling junk, right? They don't believe in it. They know it's not going to help, but they kind of got good at the razzle dazzle and convince you that you should buy this. You know, those are the sham wow salesmen.
The sham wow. Everybody's seen the sham wow.
Right? Funny, although a sham wow will clean your car, so I'll give it that. But you know what? Where's the benefit in that? Where's the service in that? And for the, and you and I, we've had this conversation in the past. You know, you think about anybody who's an entrepreneur or a business owner themselves, and it comes to the part where they want to promote something. And this is what I see all the time. And you work with business owners and entrepreneurs too. And I'm sure you know, let me know if this is true for you. They're great. You know, they get on and they say hi and they've got a lot of great energy. And then they start talking about their material or their information, and they're hot. I mean, they're awesome at it. And then it gets to the part where they try to go to tell somebody like the next thing to do, where they're going to have to actually buy something. You know, we call it that call to action.
Yeah.
It's like they totally change.
Yeah.
It's like they become a robot.
Exactly. They freeze up. Hey, so let me do this. Let me play a little game with you. You moved to Vegas. You were in Long Island. So you got sold to move to the Vegas area, outside of Vegas. What sold you on moving to Nevada from Long Island?
Well, for me, it was one, you know what? I knew that I wanted to speak more. I knew that I wanted to build my speaking business because I know that I have something that can help people. And this is a place where there are workshops, there are seminars. This is a place where it's easy for people to travel to. You know, so I've had a change in my personal circumstances. My son has grown up and moved away. So I was kind of free to go anywhere that I wanted to. And, you know, I'm not tied to here either, but it seems to be working out really well. It's a great place for inviting people to. It's a great location. The sun is great. The weather's great. You know, I live right up, I don't live inside Vegas. I live kind of on the outskirts, right over by the mountains, by Red Rock National Park. So, you know, it's got the beauty. It's got nature. It's got convenience for the people that I'm serving. And it you know, that's what sold me.
So those are all the features and benefits right there. And so as I'm listening to you talk, you could substitute anything. So I asked Dennis, everybody's getting sold. I mean, look, like I always said, even if when you got married, somebody got sold. Somebody sold somebody on getting married. And it's all about being able to convey the benefits in a way that, you know, your motivation now at the stage of life you're in, that part of the country is more appealing to you as opposed to maybe when you were in your 20s or something, maybe a different part of the country. So you got sold to go out there. I'm sold to be here in Ohio. You're sold that you want to be a speaker, trainer, seminar leader, and help other people because you really believe that. At one point, you were sold that chiropractor was your career. It's just, it's all about, if you just make it that simple, then it doesn't become dirty at all. It's not like, you know, somebody kidnapped you and next thing you know, you wake up in outside of Las Vegas, you know,
right?
It's not that, and nobody's kidnapping anybody from the stage. Nobody's kidnapping anybody on a webinar, forcing them to buy something. I think I like to think when people buy my podcasting course, for an example, is that they see the value in getting their message out there. That's all, not because I was a super duper salesperson. So, hey guys, why don't you jump on Dennis's webinar if you can, and this, you hear this podcast prior to March 26, 2019. It's going to happen March 26th at 1 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Pacific. Dennis, the URL again?
HowToPromoteMyBusiness.com.
HowToPromoteMyBusiness.com. Go there, register for the webinar. Dennis is a cool dude, man. He's going to share with you a lot of what he knows and he's experienced. He does it for a living. So, I mean, you know, anybody that does this stuff for a living and is able to teach it, he's a trainer, so he knows how to get his point across. He's not like me, like a bubble on a skillet all over the place, you know, trying to get back to the reservation. So, Dennis, what else? Anything else we need to know about this conference?
You know, one of the things you said, by the way, for those of you that are listening to it, if it's after the 26th, that link will take you to a recording of the webinar.
Okay, cool.
So you'll still be able to listen to it no matter when you click the link.
Super.
One other thing I did want to just mention quick, Sam, because you just said an amazing word and you talked about, you know, the benefits of coming out. And one of the things we're going to talk about on the webinar is the one thing that kills sales on webinars. And by the way, on the webinar, we're going to talk about how to promote yourself live, online, and offline. So whether you're doing a webinar or you're doing Speak Live, we're going to talk about some of the secrets to doing that. But one of the things that kills the ability to sell, well, really two things. Number one is people talk about what they do. They talk about the features that something has. And, you know, I just want to let, I'll let you all know right now, and we're going to talk about it more on the webinar. Nobody cares about the features.
Right.
They don't care about what it does. Here's what everyone cares about. They care about what it will do for them. And that's the benefits, right?
That's so true, man. Yeah, you're right. Nobody cares. It's like nobody, hey, no offense, dude. I know you probably took out some serious debt to be a doctor, but unless you can teach me how to sell on a webinar, I don't care that you're a doctor.
Exactly. And to be fair, I introduced myself as Dennis Cummins, not Dr. Dennis.
I know. I'm the one that said the doctor part. So I could use it against you later. See how I did that?
It's all good. It's all good. And the one other thing, you know, you said two good things. One was about the benefits, and that's a big, big thing people miss. They think if I just put more stuff in there and if I just list all the things in there, it's going to make it like people are going to want it. It's actually going to make it less likely they're going to want it because they don't care about that. Everybody wants to know what's in it for them. How is it going to make their life better? So that's part of it. And the other part of it is just the psychology of the way you think about your offer. You know, people think about selling as an outward bound process. Like, I've got something and I'm going to push it on you.
Yeah.
Listen, if you're watching a webinar and a buy now button pops up, there's not, you know, we don't send people to your house to take your hand and make it push the button.
Right.
You have to decide to do that. But if you kind of organize or systemize your webinar or your talk or however you're promoting yourself, certain way, what happens is sales becomes invitational. And you kind of, it's not like, hey, listen, I'm pushing this on you. If you do it the right way, by the time you get to the end, people will ask you, hey, how do I learn more from you? How do I get this for myself? Because if you convey the value, if you convey the benefits, you're going to attract people. And you're going to get them asking you to offer them something. And that's the real key. Setting yourself apart is different. Telling your story, you know, so that they see you as the not only the authority, but they see you as the authority that can help them. And if you set that up the right way, and there's just, it's a simple structure. I mean, let's just say it's simple, but it's not always easy. You know, you have to understand the basics. You know, you have to understand how to read the blueprint, if you will. Building a building is easy if you can read a blueprint. There's a blueprint for creating a talk. There's a blueprint for creating a webinar. And it's not that it's overly complicated, but nobody's ever explained it. And if you do them both the right way, then people will naturally be attracted to you. You know, and as Jim Rohn said, when they show up, bill them, sell them something. Offer them the opportunity to go further with you. If they do, they do. If they don't, they don't. But when you come from the right place of, I just want to help you. And if you want my help, it's here. If you don't, I'm okay with that. Here's some good stuff for you anyway. Yeah. I think you can't go wrong as a society, as a person, and as a business.
Yeah. No, you're dead on, man. You're dead on. It's very simple. Not easy, but steps are simple to do. And I think people who embrace that and they aren't afraid of that, because when you really love what it is that you're selling, whatever that might be, everybody's selling something. If it's yourself, your message, your product, your service, whatever, get comfortable with it. When you're comfortable with it, you believe in it, it's a lot easier, man. So check out Dennis's webinar, everyone. Use the link. It's going to be March 26th, 1 o'clock Eastern time. Dennis, we got to probably get on a podcast maybe more than once every 4 years or so.
That would be awesome, Sam.
Yeah, yeah. But it's been great catching up with you, man. It's really – and give the link one more time so everybody can so we'll leave them with that. So
hey, sure. Whether you're going to be able to make it for the live event on March 26th at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, or you're going to catch the rebroadcast, because I will have the recording up there. So whenever you hear this, it'll be there for you. Just go to howtopromotemybusiness.com. Super simple.
How to promote my business. Real simple to remember. Howtopromotemybusiness.com. Hey, Dennis, I'll catch up with you soon, man. I know we'll talk again before too much time runs out. Congratulations on all your success, and I wish you the best, man. Always great to catch up with you.
Awesome, Sam. Thank you so much for having me, and thank you all for listening.
All right, pal. Take care, Dennis. We'll see you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.